Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. I hope you are all having a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. We over here at Team Common are taking the day off to rest and rejuvenate. So, in place of our regular show, we bring you a feature from the WBUR newsroom. And it's from education reporter Carrie Young. It's about a school district in Massachusetts that has come up with a creative solution to the ongoing teacher shortage. They are recruiting folks from outside the country under a long-term work visa program. Here she is with more.
It's early afternoon in Juliana Santos's fourth grade class in Framingham. Today, the students in her Portuguese bilingual class at Potter Road Elementary School are learning about similes and metaphors. Santos has been a teacher for 10 years, but she's new to Massachusetts. She moved here from Sao Paulo, Brazil last fall under a recent district initiative that recruits experienced teachers from that country to work in Framingham's Portuguese bilingual classrooms. Everton Vargas da Costa, the district's talent acquisition coordinator, says the school system tried to hire teachers locally, but they're in short supply.
If teachers are hard to find nowadays, bilingual teachers are harder. So when we started expanding our dual language programs, we realized we're going to have to recruit overseas because we cannot find that talent here.
Hiring foreign teachers isn't a new practice. Dozens of districts in Massachusetts use a more temporary visa known as a J-1, which has a hard five-year cap. But Framingham wants to keep these teachers long-term. It just started sponsoring H-1B visas, which applies to foreign workers with specialized skills and opens the door to permanent residency. It takes about 6 months, lots of paperwork, and around $5,000 to get each new hire through the process. Larry Walpe, the principal at Potter Road, says it's a complex process.
I just distinctly remember being on the end of so many conversations where, this might fall through. Okay, I don't think it's going to. It's going to work. Okay, it might fall through. Okay, we'll make it happen.
Santos moved here with her husband and young son. She said the cultural transition was surprisingly easy. Framingham is home to the largest Brazilian community in the state and among the largest in the country. About a quarter of the district's students speak Portuguese at home with their families, which is why recruited teachers from Brazil might have a positive impact here.
the fact that I came from Brazil is way easier to understand where these students come from, where they are at now, academically speaking.
This year, Framingham Schools sponsored 8 H-1B visas for elementary school teachers. The district plans to keep up its recruitment in Brazil next year, too. Again, Talent Acquisition Coordinator Everton Vargas da Costa.
It's how to get qualified teachers in front of the kids. It's about the students, right? How to make them have the experience of having bilingual education of high quality, of excellence. So we need to make those efforts.
Framingham appears to be one of just a few districts in Massachusetts that are sponsoring longer-term work visas for teachers. The city of Boston recently began a pilot program to sponsor work authorizations like H-1B visas for current city employees in hard-to-staff positions. This includes teachers in Boston public schools. Yusufi Vali is the mayor's deputy chief of staff.
It's a win for the city because our residents really expect excellent services. And we can't deliver excellent services when we have a labor shortage.
As of May, there were around 330 open teacher positions in Boston public schools. Jessica Tang, the president of the Boston Teachers Union, is supportive of the effort right now.
It's quite competitive normally to get a position in Boston public schools. But I think in this current climate, where we clearly have a staffing shortage, and we're not even talking about just educators, we're in a very different kind of context right now.
Tang stresses that sponsoring longer-term work visas should be one of many strategies to bolster teaching staff. She adds the district should also focus on programs aimed at building up a local pipeline of teachers. Officials in Boston and Framingham say this is a multi-pronged effort. But school leaders hope that together, these programs can put qualified teachers in every classroom. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.
And that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with our usual show. Until then, I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you soon.